I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time for another Dirty Little Secret. We're talking to Lisa this morning. That's not a real name. This isn't a real voice, but the story is real. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
Well, my dirty little secret is that I am engaged to a prison inmate, and I haven't told anyone.
All right. So you are engaged to a prison inmate, and you haven't told anybody. There's a lot to unpack in such a simple sentence. How did this start?
Is it somebody you knew prior to them going into prison?
No. Basically, I was on this pen pal website. I thought, you know, I would help people by, you know, communicating with them, because they say that people in prison get really lonely and depressed. So I thought I'd do my part, right? And there was a particular guy, and we just started having phone calls, and then we were doing video chats. I didn't even know that was a thing, but apparently it is. And, you know, he just became a regular part of my day. Like, we would talk every single day. So eventually I started visiting him, and things just went from there.
So did you have to, like, pay for, like, was it like, this is a collect call from blah, blah, blah prison, and then you have to accept the charges?
No. In California, they pay for everything.
Thanks, Newsom. All right, so if you're just joining us, this is Lisa. It's not a real name, and this is the dirty little secret. And her dirty little secret is she is in love with an inmate in prison. Now, it actually gets bigger than just this, right?
Well, yeah, there's a lot more to it.
So, okay, so what is the problem now?
We are engaged, and I cannot tell my family that I'm engaged.
Can't tell anybody.
Well, you can. You're making the choice not to. And the reason for that is why? Because your family would not be happy about this.
My family would very much not be happy. My dad is a retired cop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, wait, let me ask.
Yes.
What is this guy in prison for?
Oh, good question.
A violent crime, but, you know.
What did she say?
A violent crime.
Oh, you said that so casually. How long is he going to be in prison?
He's going to be in for a long time. Let's just say that.
So then what is the point then of being with him?
Well, the point is that I love him. You can't always pick who you love, you know?
I feel like you can
try a little bit.
I mean, I feel like you can at least whittle down the pool so that you don't fall in love with violent criminals. And don't get me wrong. Listen, I believe in rehabilitation. I think that it's something that can actually happen. But if I'm not even talking about that, I'm just talking about the fact that you can't be together with him for a very long time. That seems like it's not fair to you.
I just try to take it day by day, you know?
Yeah.
Like every marriage.
No, I don't know. To be honest, when you say, you know, I really don't. Are there ever times where you feel scared of him or scared of whatever it was that he did to another person?
Not really. I feel like he's getting a lot of therapy and rehabilitation in prison right now. I feel very comfortable around him. I feel like almost he's the only one that really understands me.
Oh,
all right.
That's sad. I'm glad that you found somebody that gets you, but like...
All right. Well, listen.
I do wish he wasn't a violent felon. That's all I'm saying.
I, some people don't know this. I am ordained, and I have married listeners in the past.
This is the craziest thing you're about to say. No,
it's not going where you think. I'm about to tell her, this is one wedding I will not officiate.
Okay. God. Oh, my God. I thought we were going to be in the sack B because local radio host...
Oh, yeah. I'll go to the prison.
Wedding.
And listen, for the publicity I might do that as long as I get to stand on the side that she's on, or maybe like have an armed guard in the room or something like that.
I think it's prison. There's probably a bunch of them.
Anyway, Lisa, good luck with all of that. And listen, if you want to tell your dad, you can do it on this show. It's a safe space.
Oh, we would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what's good news? In prison, people listen to us all the time. So maybe your fiance will hear this.
That's true. Katie gets a lot of letters.
I do. And I would like more.
Okay. Well, I'll keep you guys in mind. And thank you for just letting me be on and talk to someone about this.
Sure. You got it. Our pleasure.
It's the dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.